Hello, welcome to the self-learning platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we start Unit 8, Backward Glass Movements. And we are discussing backward glass movement in the post-independence period. The subheading is North-South Comparison. In comparison to North India, the backward classes in South India were mobilized much earlier. They are not only got reservation in the government jobs, but they were also mobilized into the social movement and entered politics in South India much before than the backward classes of the North India. Christoph Jaffrott, in his book India's Silent Revolution, The Rise of Low Caste in North Indian Politics, attributes the early rise of backward classes in South India and their late rise in North India to the processes of enthusiasm and Sanskritization, respectively. Through enthusiasm, the backward classes of South India questioned the Brahminical domination and sought to replace it with that of the backward classes or Dravidians. It was a revolt against Sanskritization in South. They not only got reservation in the public institutions, and they replaced the Brahminical domination in politics also. As compared to the North Indian states, where reservations for the OBCs were introduced from the 1970s at different points of time, the South Indian state had completed the process of granting reservation for the OBCs by the 1960s. This process in South India, in fact, had started as far back as in 1921, when the Maharaja of Mysore decided to implement reservation for the OBCs in the government jobs in order to end the Brahmin monopoly there. In the post-independence periods, different states in South India appointed backward classes commissions under the pressure from the backward classes organizations and political parties, which espoused for the causes of backward classes. In contrast, the North Indian backward classes were undergoing the process Sanskritization. Unlike their counterparts in South India, they attempted to follow the customs, habits, and rituals of the high caste. Several backward castes traced their lineages to the high caste, Brahmins or Kshatriyas. Scholars explain this difference between the North and South in the following way. The Brahmins had monopolized the high caste domination over the low caste in South India, and their numbers in comparison to Brahmins of North India were much smaller. In contrast, the Brahmins were not the only high caste in North India. Their domination over the low caste was shared, thus diluted, by several high caste Rajputs, Kayasts, or even Vaishyas. In North India, the organization like Arya Samaj spread the message among the backward classes that it was the karma, not the birth, which determined the place of a person in society. While it encouraged the backward classes to Sanskritize themselves by tracing their lineage to the high caste, wearing janeu, sacred thread, etc. It also attempted to bring back to Hinduism those Muslims who were supposed to have converted from Hindu religion through the Shuddhi movement. This, instead of challenging the hegemony of the high caste or Brahmins, revived it and strengthened it. As a result, it damped the chances of a strong backward class movement in North India. The backward classes virtually were the non-Brahmin classes in South India. Unlike these counterparts in North India, they did not attempt to follow the high caste, that is, Brahmins. They, in fact, questioned their domination in culture, administration, and politics. The most effective expression of the Dravidian revolt against the Brahmin domination in South was provided by the self-respect movement led by E.V. Ramaswamy Nayakar, alias Periyar, during the 1920s and 1940s. The self-respect movement was based on the premise that the original inhabitants of India were non-Brahmins or the Dravidian, not the Brahmins. The main principle of this movement was Samadharma or equality. In order to get their self-respect, and non-Brahmins should replace the dominance of the Brahmins in education, culture, politics, and administration. The self-respect movement included boycott of Brahmins in rituals like wedding, condemnation of Varnasrama Dharma, burning of Manusmriti. The non-Brahmins added suffix Dravida and Adi to their associations. M.C. Raja, 1883 to 1947, was another advocate of the Dravidian ideology. He became president of Adi Dravida Mahasabha in 1916 and chaired the All India Depressed Classes Association since 1928. Not only in South India, even in West India, the backward classes were mobilized much earlier in comparison to North. Jyotiba Phule, belonging to backward Mali caste, who became a source of inspiration for the later day social reformers, including E.V. Nayakar, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, and the known Brahmin Maratha rulers of Kolhapur, Shahuji Maharaj, set up Satya Shodhak Samaj in 1873 in the Bombay Presidency in order to mobilize the low caste, including Dalits and non-Brahmins or backward classes. Satya Shodhak Samaj was able to unite untouchables and backward caste peasants. Christoph Jaffrold considered Phule to be the first social reformer who did not fall into the traps of Sanskritization. He was also the first reformer who worked for the alliance of Bahujan Samaj. The low caste, backward peasant classes, and untouchables. He gave Aryan theory, which suggested that the high caste Aryan were not the original inhabitants of India. They had come from outside. The original inhabitants were the untouchable, artisans, service caste, and the peasant backward classes. The high castes had subjugated the lower caste and established their dominance over them. His Aryan theory inspired several low caste leaders of the early 20th century and the later period. Mangoram held that the Dalit in Punjab were adharmis. Akhoot Nand in UP held that the Dalit in UP were Adi Hindu, and South Indian reformers believed that the Brahmins were outsider Aryans in their areas, and they, as Dravidian, were the original inhabitants of their areas. The Maratha princes, like Maharaj of Baroda and the descendant of Shivaji Maharaj of Kolhapur, Shahu, inspired by the philosophy of Phule, challenged Brahmins' domination of their administration. Shahu introduced policies to empower the non-Brahmins in administration and to end Brahmins' domination in it. He set up boarding houses for students belonging to low caste, made primary education free and compulsory in 1970s, and most importantly, he introduced 50% reservation of seats in government jobs for the members of backward communities in the state administration. He also encouraged Marathas to replace the Brahmins in administration and replaced the Brahmin priests with them. Again, the British administration reserved 7 seats for Marathas and allied caste in the Legislative Assembly of Bombay Presidency in 1919. Organizations like All India Maratha Mali Union, Yadav Gavli Association emerged in the Bombay Presidency. These organizations strove to forge an alliance of different non-Brahmin castes. Now we want to wind up this lecture. Thank you so much for your attention.